hear all the country music. Hear the fantasy fools in 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Oh, boy, welcome to Fantasy Fools. It's a conversation about week number 6, and we move on to week number 7. Can you believe we're almost halfway there, Mac? Isn't that crazy?
It is absolutely crazy.
Absolutely nuts. Fantasy Fools brought to you by ITC and by our good friends at the Cardinal Tap today as well. So, I guess let's have a little conversation about studs and duds here.
I would be happy to.
Can I ask you, is Ryan Tannehill for real? I think he is. What do you think?
I think he absolutely is for real. If you look at his week-to-week stats, just absolutely always pushing right at that 30 points. You got a tough matchup against the Steelers. Great game coming up this weekend, both 5-0. We'll see how he does, but I wouldn't doubt that he has at least 20 to 25 points in that game, too, because he is also a threat to run.
Right.
Which is what people sometimes forget.
Right. Yep. Oh, no doubt. I've got to ask you about another quarterback, too, sure. Matt Ryan. What do you think?
We talked about this last week. I think the change of leadership in the Falcons kind of lit a fire under them, and they looked really sharp. Now, the Vikings are in complete disarray. But still, going on the road and getting that big win after getting your head coach fired is a big statement from him, and I think he's good to go the rest of the way. He's got plenty of weapons around him. He's not nowhere near done.
Oh, heavens no.
Right.
Yep. Oh, yeah, no. You're absolutely right there. And with Nick Foles at the helm, is Jimmy G a stud the rest of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He looked really good the other night, I just think that, you know, as the 49ers continue to get healthy, they're winning games that they have no business winning because they're still so banged up. But each week they keep getting another key piece back. Now they've lost Raheem Mostert, and he's probably going to injured reserve, so that's a huge hit. But they do have an excellent group of other running backs that are ready to step up.
Yeah, and Debo Samuels, too. Saw him mm-hmm. for a little bit there in the backfield. That was his whole day.
Yeah.
A couple of plays out of the backfield for
Yeah, he was one of the studs this yeah. week, along with the people that we've mentioned, the quarterbacks we've mentioned. Deshaun Watson looks, even though they lost, he looks renewed, putting up really great numbers. Kenyon Drake had a huge night last night. I don't know if anybody caught the game in their blowout of the Cowboys. So the Drake is back, looking good.
Yeah, he's a horse.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Clyde Edwards-Helaire looks like the Le'Veon Bell signing. Maybe lit a little fire under him. He had 167 yards last night. Some other studs that we really liked. Ronald Jones still keeps putting up great numbers for Tampa Bay. James White came out of nowhere for New England. A.J. Brown, the Tennessee receiver, speaking of Ryan Tannehill, they've got a great connection going. T. Higgins, you talked about him a week or so ago in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He is really playing great, especially with A.J. Green out. Justin Jefferson looks great for the Vikings, but too bad they're on a bye this week. Russell Gage, speaking of Matt Ryan, he likes to throw to Russell Gage. And what did we see in Tampa? A Gronk sighting. So Gronk, looking good.
Yeah, the Buccaneers are playing football now.
Absolutely,
and
they
that's
are.
That's the way it's going to be, I think.
Yeah, what do you think about some duds? The if you watch the Brahma Broncos fan, if you watch the Broncos Patriots game, great win by the Broncos, but at a field goal fest. But Patriots looked really, really bad. Aaron Rodgers, 1 fantasy point in most leagues.
Isn't that scary?
Yep.
Yeah, and I see all the Jets are, yep. are really not trustworthy. Even Crowder let us down, but yep. but Crowder's got to have a bad one.
Right.
He's not going to put up all those great numbers like he has been.
Yep.
So you've got to allow the guy a bad week. So he's had it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And I think, too, also in a somewhat related, Andy Dalton last night, he did okay, 15 fantasy points. But I think you just have to give him a week. I mean, he's just thrown in there. I think he'll get his legs under him, and I think he'll be a viable starter the rest of the way. I don't know if you had high expectations for him last night anyway, but if you were in an emergency, you probably didn't have much of a choice and needed to start him. Madison, the Vikings running back, everything looked golden for him. I know because you yep. had him on your team.
Right.
And just absolutely the game script wasn't there. The Falcons took him out of the running game right away, but that's still no excuse. He's a great pass catcher, too. Have no idea why they didn't get him involved. Really underwhelming performance.
That was a coach's deal there. You don't blame yourself for having Madison, and you don't bench him yet because Dalvin is going to get better, and he's going to come back and play in week 8. At least we hope so.
Yep.
But he could get hurt again. So
yeah.
You know, don't hang up. That was just one bad deal. The coaches just, I think they got afraid.
Yep. And I think, you know, a couple of receivers, you know, the Buccaneers looked great, but Mike Evans didn't do anything. So that was a huge hit to a lot of Mike Evans owners. And Devontae Parker, who's been great every week for the Dolphins, who keep winning, by the way. He had a quiet day. And so did Juju Smith-Schuster. And I think with the emergence of those other receivers in Pittsburgh, he's becoming almost, hate to say it, but he's the number three option in that receiving core. Yeah. So I think you have to temper your expectations. Zach Ertz and Mike Gesicki at the tight end positions, both of them, Ertz was knocked out of the game, and Gesicki posted a big fat zero. So,
yep, I got to agree with you right there. Back with Fact or Fiction next.
More of the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
A little more cowbell, Fantasy Fools here on K-Country 102.3. Don't forget, you can listen to the podcast of the program online at kcountry102.com. We've got every podcast from every show, and we do shorten it up, take all the commercials out, so it's only about 25 or 26 minutes long. So let's get into Fact or Fiction. I've got to ask you, because we're coming off the game last night, the Cowboys, can they really actually rally behind the Red Rifle?
Not if Ezekiel Elliott doesn't stop fumbling. I mean, he needs to stop fumbling the ball. I mean, the game was, those two fumbles were just killers. And as we mentioned in the opening, I think Andy Dalton is really worth holding on to. He never even got a chance to get out of the gate. Those two fumbles put him just really in bad shape.
Yeah. I don't know what the mindset was of Ezekiel Elliott. I think it's just going to take a game or two to get used to the transition, because he and Dak had a thing going for so long.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Andy Dalton is so brand new.
Yep.
You know, obviously there have been some practice reps, etc. But still, again, they didn't have the preseason games.
So yeah, and what really worried me about that game is that, you know, for years and years we've talked about Dallas as having one of the main strengths is having the best, if not one of the best offensive lines, and they just looked terrible last night.
Yeah, just didn't work,
He was pressured all the time. And, you know, the Cardinals are a decent team, but that offensive line for Dallas did not do them any favors. So they are in complete disarray, and that's some of the fact or fiction that we're going to talk about with some of these teams that just appear to be in complete disarray.
I think what happened last night with the Cowboys, they tried too hard.
Yep.
They tried too hard to impress, and it didn't work. Washington football team, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Washington football team, that's what's coming up, the next five, and there's a bye in there, too, for the Cowboys.
Yes.
So the Chiefs, I'm not worried about the Chiefs. Bell comes in. That may change things. Hilaire looked really good, and they used him a lot, maybe even a little bit too much. But the Bills, what's up with the Bills?
The Bills are, I mean, their schedule has been brutal the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, I think you got to give them maybe just a tiny, tiny pass. But at home last night against the Chiefs, you can forgive them for not winning against the Chiefs. But Josh Allen is something, he's looked terrible 2 weeks in a row. And their running game is non-existent. So nobody knows exactly what's going on with them, but I look for them to get back on track. They're too good to not get back on track.
I think we'll talk about their running game in a little bit. Philadelphia, I grabbed this guy at the very last second because nobody else grabbed him. I don't think anybody even believed in Travis Fulgham. Travis who?
Yep. What? Where?
Philadelphia Eagles. And I picked Robert Tonyan to start over him because I thought, well, I'm just going to wait and see if this guy's for real. Yep. Whoops.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, if Fulgham's available, he's one of our top pickups. I mean, he's looking really good. And with DeSean Jackson and who's the other receiver banged up there in Philadelphia, I mean, he's just going to keep getting the ball. They have nothing left to lose. And plus Fulgham, what a great, isn't that just sound like a Philadelphia name? I mean, you can see those Eagles fans getting into that.
Oh, no doubt. Claypool, he's another,
looks
great. He looks like he's probably for real as well.
Yeah, great matchup this week, Steelers and Titans. Both teams are for real, without a doubt. They are excellent, excellent teams on both sides of the ball. Steelers have an incredible defense as well. Probably a slight edge to them in that matchup, but still a great game. Looking forward to that one. And I also think that, we were talking about, should the Buccaneers be worried? And I think after that smackdown they put on the Packers, I think the Buccaneers are going to be just fine.
I think they are. I wouldn't be afraid of them in any way, really, because now the receivers, I think, for the most part, are healthy, and things are going to start to kind of plateau for them, even out, and they'll be good.
And speaking of which, somebody break up the Miami Dolphins. When is the last time you've looked at the AFC East standings and saw the Dolphins ahead of the Patriots in the standings? It's really a testament to how, I mean, the Patriots have been dominant for so long, but ebbs and flows always occur in the NFL, and nobody's going to stay on top forever. So I really like to see that. It'd be nice to see the Dolphins sneak into the playoffs. It'd be great for their fans who've suffered for a long, long time. And also, the Bears are, in fact, for real. There is absolutely nothing pleasant at all about watching the Bears. They are an ugly, ugly football team, but they win, and they win ugly, and that's all that matters in the NFL.
That's all that matters. That's right, and they put up some fantasy points as well.
Yep.
Nick Foles, not so much. Just waiting for Nick Foles is going to have one big game, though. He'll have that big 35 to 45 point game, and everybody will be all about Nick Foles.
Yep.
So I got to ask you about the Packers here a little bit. Are they going to be okay? Is this just one bad? Was this a week six? Because a lot of teams, good teams, had bad week sixes.
Yeah, and you know, if you'll pardon my French, if you listen to Aaron Rodgers in the post game, he said we really did need to get our asses kicked, and they did. And that was his quote after the game, and I think the Packers are going to be just fine.
Brings them back down to the ground. I think that's probably where they need to be.
Yep.
You know, the Texans.
It's going to be a long, long road for them, but they're not giving up, and they're viable fantasy starters. You know, especially Deshaun Watson. So I think you keep firing him up, and I think you've got that nice. There's a couple of receivers there. Will Fuller looks good. Brandon Cooks is going to be hit and miss every week, but he's just a huge boomer bust player. Where I see their problems is in the running game. If you invested in David Johnson, he's just not getting it done week in and week out. And then all of a sudden, you've got some other folks coming in there and stealing some touches. So their running game is a mess, but I still think you can fire up their passing options.
Better bring up the Vikes here a little bit. It's a losing year. You know, not that all is over, because they've got the opportunity here to find out really what's going on with the team. Mm-hmm. Is Justin Jefferson that guy? He is, and I think they need to spend a lot of time throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson and Thielen.
Yeah.
You can't lose that love in Thielen. But
absolutely. But what I think is when a team is really, they're out of it now. I mean, it's going to be too tough of a road for them to come back, especially in that division. And what this means for us as fantasy players is that if you invested in a lot of your Vikings, you really need to temper your expectations. Now, Dalvin Cook is hurt. He's an awesome running back. But are they really going to run him into the ground in a lost season? Probably not.
No.
And I also think for their receivers, you know, they're all going to play. It's not that they're going to be benched. I just think that they're going to spread the ball around a lot more. And like you said, it's a great point. They're going to see what they got.
Yeah, no doubt. They're not going to intentionally lose. They're not going to. But if they were to have a really bad season, this is a great time for them to go get a number one draft pick and pick the best quarterback they can.
Absolutely.
Yes, Cousins has a 2-year extension. Things change.
Yep.
Things, and I have a feeling Kirk wouldn't mind sitting on the bench either. And giving up some money.
Yep.
Because I think even he is losing confidence in himself. So
I agree.
All right, we'll go fact-finding and do the top five plays next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3. It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Now we're just talking about having the Vikings Ragnar or Skull horn and letting it die out. You know, the crazy thing for the Vikings, and the sad thing, I guess we're in Vikings country, we've got to talk about it for just a very quick second, the offensive line. You can have a bad quarterback with a great offensive line and probably still win. But if you have a mediocre to good quarterback with a horrible line, you're going nowhere. And that's
absolutely
the biggest problem right now. That and coaching.
Yep.
Because they do have talent. They really do.
Yep.
All right, so let's dig into things here. Most points allowed to the quarterback from the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Chargers. The running backs are gaining points from the Packers, the Raiders, and the Texans. The wide receivers get points from Seahawks, Vikes, and Cowboys. This is just weird this year.
Mm-hmm.
The tight ends picking up points from the Saints, the Falcons, and the Bills, and then defense pulling points from the Jets, the Washington football team, and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's getting work in the red zone? Interesting, DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
And Giovanni Bernard. Watch Mixon, because if he's out,
Yeah.
Bernard is in, and and he's probably, I don't want to say he's assured another touchdown, but they kind of figured it out again last week.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receivers Preston Williams and Adam Humphries, the tight ends Logan Thomas and TJ Hockenson, and you have to mention Trey Burton there.
Absolutely.
Well. Can't leave him out. Yep. Snap count. LaMichael Perrine or Perrine, 41 snaps. He had zero the week before. He really hasn't played much at all, but now he could be a guy. Not the guy, maybe. Maybe. But keep an eye on him. If you're looking for 4 to 8 fantasy points, he might be your guy. Or even some. It's better than a goose egg.
Well, getting rid of Le'Veon Bell is huge for the Jets. But then once you think Perrine is going to get a bunch of touches, you look on that bench and there's old touchdown vulture himself, Frank Gore.
Yep, no doubt. Dontrell Inman from Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
61 this week, but he's averaging about 46 snaps at wide receiver. And then Dalton Schultz with the Cowboys, 51 snaps. He had 72 in the game last night. So he's a guy to kind of keep your eye on. And he's available in leagues as well.
Yep.
Targets go to James White this week. 9 of them. He's got 18 receptions for 133 yards, but 0 touchdowns. That's going to change as well because they've got Cam back, and that just changes the whole game.
Absolutely.
DJ Chark Jr. comes back with 14 targets. He's 25, 265 with 3 touches already, 3 touchdowns. And then the tight end, Jimmy Graham. We talked about him earlier. He's for real. 8 targets and 22 receptions, 203 yards and 4 touchdowns so far in 6 games. Got to mention double-double asterisk, Anthony Fisker.
First,
9 targets. He's actually got 17 receptions, 182 yards, and a touchdown. So with Janu maybe out, his stock might go up just a little bit.
Yep.
And very quickly, before we get into our top five, I started putting Jester to work.
Yes.
And anybody that listened to the program last year, I created a weighted program to help pick starts and sits. And this was the first week that I actually implemented it full steam. And here's what Jester said. Start T. Higgins, start Christian Kirk, start Chase Claypool, Brandon Cooks, Tim Patrick, and Keelan Cole.
Yep.
And that's in PPR leagues. It's a little bit different. They're not so lucrative in a standard league. But he said, sit me, Cole Hardman. Should have listened to him. Marvin Jones. And then he did say, sit Deebo Samuels. But Deebo, that was an anomaly. That was odd because Deebo saw 2 shuttle passes, whatever, out of the backfield, and it just caught them off guard, and boom, he had a good game. So anyway, just kind of an interesting. All right, so let's move on to our top five.
Yeah,
Matthew, ready to roll? With
absolutely.
Top five.
So at quarterback this week, we like Justin Herbert or Herbert, however you want to call his name, against Jacksonville. We like Matt Ryan to keep rolling. We like Drew Lock, Denver versus Kansas City. What? Now, why would we say that? Because the Broncos have absolutely nothing to lose, and he looked really, I mean, I know they only scored field goals, but his shoulder looked good, and he was throwing really good balls in New England. So I think that game has sneaky shootout potential. And then, of course, I like Tom Brady. Let's get him fired up against the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, he's looking good, and he's got Gronk ready to go. I like monitor what Melvin Gordon does for the Broncos, but I also like Philip Lindsay, their running back. He looked healthy the other day. DeAndre Swift, the Lions may have finally found their running back. He's still going to cede carries to why can't I think of his name? Who's their main running?
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson, AP, the former Viking. And also I think you look at the 49ers, the Eagles. And the Bengals, all 3 of their starting running backs are hurt. So look at their. We'll talk about those in the on the waiver wire. So watch those 3 teams' running back situations because you could maybe steal some stuff off the waivers. I love Randall Cobb, wide receiver versus Green Bay in a revenge game. It's the Texans versus the Packers. Marquez Valdes-Scantling on the other side of the ball. I like him against the Texans. And then Big Mike Williams for the Chargers. He's got something brewing with Herbert. And then I like Jerry Jeudy to bounce back against the Kansas City Chiefs. At tight end, you mentioned Jimmy Reed. Love him. Logan Thomas for the Washington football team versus Dallas, who we just saw get mauled by the Cardinals. Austin Hooper for Cleveland at Cincinnati. And we love Gronk. Keep the Gronk train rolling. And then finally, defenses that look good this week. Anytime you've got a team playing the Giants, you got to look for that defense. So Eagles are a great streaming defense. The Bills are going to get back on track at the New York football Jets. We like the Browns at the Bengals. And then finally, we like the 49ers, who are getting healthy, at New England.
All right, very good. We'll double down and take a look at the injury report next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
All right, it's time to double down. The Fantasy Fools State Farm Double Down is brought to you by your local discount double check State Farm agent, Paul Cruz. And if you give Paul a call at 692-5200, you might ask about the Rogers rate or maybe even the Patrick price, which really aren't real, but you can save 30% with Drive Safe and Save. All right, here we go. We're doubling down on one guy. It's a single double down, Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Ryan Tannehill. He's 74% rostered, blows my mind, should be 100, maybe 99%, maybe not 100, but 99%. In the last two games, 74.5 PPR points. And believe it or not, if you had Dak Prescott, Dak had an unbelievable 83.6 points in two games. But if you decided to grab Ryan Tannehill, you lucked out or made a genius move. Now, I saw your double down. You were questioning whether I was whether I should talk about Moss or Singletary with Buffalo. I'm double downing on or doubling down on T.J. Yeldon.
Yeah,
they need to make Moss might as well just be inactive. There's no point.
Yep.
I would look at Yeldon just in case if you're in the hurt bag like I am.
I love the Ryan Tannehill comment. I mean, people just keep waiting for him to have a bad game. But if you go back to when he took over the reins last season, if I had to hazard a guess, my guess is that he's maybe had one or two sub 20-point games. He just looks fantastic. Yeah. And you also have to remember, how is he putting up 30 points per game when Derrick Henry is rushing for 200 yards a game? It means that Ryan Tannehill is also rushing the ball, and he's getting everyone involved. It's not just a one-man show. It is a fantastic team to watch. The Titans are for real, folks.
Yeah, they are, and it's fun.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
All right, the last one injury report.
Holy smokes, we got a Baker Mayfield banged up in Cleveland, so nobody knows what's going to happen. Could Case Keenum get the start?
I don't know.
The running back situation we mentioned, Miles Sanders for the Eagles, Joe Mixon for the Bengals, and are banged up. And you also have to, Raheem Mostert for the 49ers is going to be put on injured reserve. Sanders and Mixon are day-to-day, so keep an eye on them. But if you need a plug-in at running back, look at their backups. Mark Ingram came up lame, but you don't want to have any part of the Ravens' backfield to begin with. Keenan Allen was on a bye week, but he's hurt for the Chargers, so watch his status. If he's hurt or hindered in any way, Mike Williams looks like a great wide receiver play this week. Sammy Watkins for the Chiefs, keep an eye on him. When he's healthy, he's great. And we talked about Mecole Hardman. Mecole Hardman just didn't get it done. So clearly Sammy Watkins has a role in that offense, and they miss him.
Right. And stay away from Mecole because you've got Robinson and Pringle there too.
Yep.
There's just too many ways.
And then a couple of tight ends, Zach Ertz and Jonnu Smith. Keep your eye on Jonnu. He's not as bad as they thought, but still it's an ankle, I believe. And so watch that because sometimes those can be tricky. I have no idea what you do with the Eagles at the tight end. And I know these aren't injuries, but we've got bye week scenarios. So teams on a bye this week, Vikings, Dolphins, Colts, and Ravens. So make sure that you make your contingency plans because those are some teams with some big-time players on them. So that's really going to affect a lot of teams.
All right, there we go. Injury report brought to you by the Cardinal Tamp in Arlington. And we are going to check the weather and the waiver wire very quickly when we come back.
Is this the real life?
More of the Fantasy Fools.
Is this just fantasy?
Next.
It's the Fantasy Fools Show on K-Country 102.3.
All right, so here we are back at Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3, and we're going to dive into the waiver wire here real quick. There are a few to choose from there. Yep. Jimmy Graham, you're sold on him, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
How about Joe Burrow? Can he play ball?
Yes, I do. You know, when we look at quarterbacks this week, I think, you know, if you got some plug and plays and you got some people on buys, look at Jimmy G from the 49ers, Joe Burrow, Cincinnati, Drew Locke from Denver. Those are all very good bye week replacements. If you're really desperate, you can look at Daniel Jones, Kyle Allen, or Nick Foles. We like J.D. McKissic on the, if he's on the waiver wire, he could be the next man up at the San Francisco running back position. And then also keep an eye on people like Duke Johnson in Houston, Philip Lindsay in Denver, if he somehow is available. Those are good waiver wire pickups. And also LaMichael Perrine for the New York Jets. We mentioned him earlier. So at wide receiver, if Fulgham is somehow still available, pick him up right away. Keelan Cole for Jacksonville. And Sammy Watkins, if someone dropped him, pick him up.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Ah, yeah, we get interrupted.
Warning! Here we go.
And we only have 2 minutes left, so I've got to ask you about Mike Williams. I think he's a guy you could start, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
Big Mike Williams, start. Even if Keenan Allen comes back, I still think you like Mike Williams. He's not named Big Mike Williams. He's a huge target. He's got great hands, and he's got a really nice rapport with that rookie quarterback.
Yeah, hey, that Herbert is. If I don't know how you say his name.
Yeah.
Herbert. Yeah. How about Adam Humphries, Deebo Samuels, and Marvin Jones? What do you think there?
I say pick them all up.
Okay.
I mean, just, you know, these teams, 49ers are getting healthy. The Tennessee Titans are spreading the ball all over the place. And Detroit is kind of looking a little frisky, you know. So
sure.
And Marvin Jones is a good player. He just hasn't been as involved as. And that's what happens. He hasn't been involved. Now watch him start to get involved.
Exactly. I think we see that happening,
yep.
No doubt. I got to ask you about Packers MVS.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yep.
We like him. Pick him up if he's on the waiver wire.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk Raiders then. Can we trust the Raiders?
Yes, absolutely we can. I know they're going up against the tough Buccaneers, but the Raiders, if you recall in their last game, went into Kansas City and beat the tar out of the Chiefs, and they got all their offensive players involved. So I like the Raiders a lot. Weather-wise, just look at that East Coast. Any East Coast games, this is where rain and wind and those types of things start to play a factor. But you might not have a choice with all the teams on bye.
It's very true. Last night's game was interesting. It wasn't bad, but
yeah.
It was interesting. I should say afternoon game.
Yeah.
That
loved it.
I do love Monday afternoon football.
Yep.
That needs to be a thing.
Yes.
And, of course, COVID. One last word there. Be prepared, because you never know what's going to happen. There.
Yes, absolutely. Especially now that we're entering winter.
Wow.
Good luck, everyone, this week.
Oh, no doubt. All right, Mac, it's been wonderful. Fantasy Fools show here on K Country 102.3. Don't forget, you can get the podcast online at kcountry102.com, and we've got all kinds of research information and everything you need right there.
Play it loud, play it often.